reaction has been swift on social media. Seth Franzman, a journalist, shared just minutes ago about his experience near Zikim on October 8th. He described the tense atmosphere and ongoing threats in the region. Leslie Kajomovitz, an analyst, posted earlier today about a significant financial move by the U.S. Muslim Brotherhood. A fatwa unlocked $1.8 billion annually for American Muslim leaders' campaigns, based on zakat donations. Ahmed Fuad Al-Khatib, a commentator, noted earlier this hour the political changes regarding Hamas. Under European and U.S. influence, Hamas is expected to participate in upcoming Palestinian elections. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the warning from Iran's envoy. Ali Bahraini, speaking at the UN, highlighted the escalating militarization of space. He emphasized concerns over the potential for conflict beyond Earth. The Jerusalem Post notes that international responses are yet to be seen. Turning to the UK's threat of sanctions, the Forward reports that this move follows Israel's decision to open bids for settlements in the contentious E1 area. The UK's reaction underscores the international tension over Israel's settlement policies. Potential sanctions could strain UK-Israel relations further. Meanwhile, the report from Walla reveals more about Ahmad al-Shara. Known as the jihadist in a suit, he is linked to Turkey's strategy in the region. His activities are seen as a delay tactic against Israel and the US. This development highlights the complex geopolitical landscape in the north. Separately, JNS sheds light on Iran's increasingly overt activities. The IRCG Quds Force is now targeting Jewish communities more openly. This marks a shift in Iran's tactics, signaling heightened risks for Jewish targets globally. Finally, the interception of a drone near the Lebanese border. Times of Israel details that Israeli defense systems quickly neutralized the threat. This incident raises concerns over ongoing tensions with Lebanon and potential future threats. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports that there's a push to allocate free land to reservists. This initiative aims to acknowledge their contributions and is seen as both a Zionist and economic move. Separately, Tech highlights a remarkable career transition. Irina Terek, once a furniture designer, now leads one of Ukraine's largest defense companies. Her company, Firepoint, employs 7,000 people and produces drones and missiles. And finally, Yinet Business reveals that Chinese sportswear giant Anta plans to enter the Israeli market. Partnering with Castro Renoir, they're set to invest significantly in stores and online platforms by 2027. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.